أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah 34 to 36 of Surah Maryam. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates the miraculous speech of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ, and that is Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now identifies this child. All the ayat that Allah Ta'ala described, the pain that she had gone through, the glad tidings before that, the birth she had given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take the name of this child. But now Allah Ta'ala says that that is Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah Ta'ala wants to impress on our minds that he was the son of Maryam. In other words, there was no father, there was no male intervention that had taken place. قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and I have related the word, the speech of truth. In other words, whoever will say whatever about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, this is the truth, that Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha was a worshipping woman of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. She was born, and from her very birth Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had protected her. She was one that continued to worship Allah. She was one that was abstinent from any form of displeasure of Allah. Allah had chosen her for the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So qawl al-haq, that this is the speech that Allah is speaking, and Allah Ta'ala is telling us about it regarding that alladhi fihi yamtarun, in which they disputed, in which they argued. The different factions had different things to say about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, but this is the absolute truth, and there is no other truth besides this truth. Ma kana lillahi أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه, and it is not the shan, the status, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has a son, Allah takes a son, Allah begets a son, subhana. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is free of all fault. Allah Ta'ala is free of all blemish. Glory and perfection be only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That on the one hand, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not in need of a son. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had never given birth to any offspring. There is no godling, there is no goddess that is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all this. And here we can understand the misconceptions of man, the weakness of man. Allah wanted to show the greatness of Allah's power and Allah's might in the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. But man began to believe otherwise. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines a matter, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala determines an affair, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely says to it, kun. And this is something that needs to be embedded in our hearts. There is absolutely nothing, and from nothingness Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings into being something. From total, absolute nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. And how does Allah ta'ala create? By merely saying, kun, become, fayakunu, and then it becomes. In other words, there is nothing and nobody that can do this, that from non-existence to bring something into existence just by the mere command of kun. Nobody else can do that but Allah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates, and Allah ta'ala shows the world in the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Wa inna Allah rabbi wa rabbukum fa'budu. Here, either these were the words, the concluding words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam that Allah Ta'ala relates here, or Allah Ta'ala is commanding our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say. But both these Nabis and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had said the very same thing, wa inna Allah Rabbi, that certainly Allah is my Rabb. Allah was the Rabb of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, every other Nabi, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala continues to be the Rabb. Allah is my Rabb, wa Rabbukum, and Allah is your Rabb. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that as far as nubuwwat is concerned, it is a great status that Allah Ta'ala accords a Nabi. But that status will remain as much as Allah has given it preference, as much as Allah has given it virtue. No human being can elevate the status of nubuwwat. No human being can make a Nabi. Allah himself, a part of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the son of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this goes for each and every one of the creation of Allah, that no one can accord any greater status than the status that Allah ta'ala had accorded to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Hada siratum mustaqim, and this is the siratum mustaqim. This is the dua we make in every rakat of our salah, ihdina siratul mustaqim. And when we start that dua, what is the prelude? What is the introduction? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this is siratul mustaqim, that from the very crevices of our hearts we have this iman, we have the yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Rabb, Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. Allah brought us and every other creation from absolute non-existence into existence. That is Allah that then sustains, and Allah Ta'ala continuously sustains. And this is the very, very basic of Siratul Mustaqim that we are all looking for, and that is to believe that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb and Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.